All right, we are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. And listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Hwai Inge Shachlach from the Ntlakepmich Territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC, and I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show on this August 14th, 2025 on Free Voices. We have a subject, and it's going to be on challenge. We have some of our usual co-hosts coming in. We have Wegedesk. We have our president of Minnetonka Park Association, which is in the house with us today.
Hello, everyone.
Thank you so much for coming. And also we have our Lady Faima, who is also in the station.
Hello, everyone. Yeah. Thank you
for coming. Thank you. And also we have my brother Shkwait Shechlach coming up from Gwaishkina, BC. And we have some special music coming to you guys. We have Andy James, we have Blood Ceremony, we have Battle Beast, we have Forced Swords, and if we have enough time, we have Cam Cole. So stay tuned for all that, and we welcome our listeners from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Switzerland, from Sweden, from Spain, from Italy, from Egypt, from Africa, from India, from Japan, from China, from Russia, from Ukraine, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, all across the United States and all across Canada. Welcome to our Odyssey of Positivity, Human Growth, and Empowerment for Human Rights and Justice. So stay tuned. We're going to open up our program with some energetic music from Andy James. He's a master guitar shredder. And this is his song called Aftermath. So enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
nap time after that.
Yeah. Well, it's sure awesome to get that energetic music
boost.
Going.
Yeah, it's a nice boost. Going.
Yeah, so we weren't able to get a hold of our brother Wegedesk today, so we'll start off on how he always usually brings us through some deep breaths. And we're going to do three deep breaths, and on each inhale, we're going to imagine inviting and intaking all the love and positivity of the world. And on our exhale, we're going to imagine getting rid of all the negativity and junk that builds up in our lives throughout the week.
Yeah, anything we need to let go of.
Yeah, so we're going to do this on 3, 2, 1. Last one. Ooh, man.
I think I'm already swimming in the ocean.
Get some oxygen in the blood. Yeah. Imagine that. Yeah. Have some oxygen.
It's always great to start off our show getting that oxygen into our lungs, into our bloodstreams, up to our brains. Getting us all fired up and ready for our subject, which today is going to be on challenge. So we're going to start off with our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia.
Oh, thank you. So many ideas and so many different directions this theme could go. But what I wanted to share is there's like the internal challenges we face. You know, there's internal challenges that we have and external challenges, sort of breaking it down this way just for the purposes of being able to grapple and talk about it. And then this larger piece, which is more the spiritual, which is like almost like our connection to all this, what's larger than ourselves, this whole mystery that we're in called life. Mm. And for me, I really wanted to, I felt like our biggest challenge, even our external challenges are often the biggest challenge, also become our internal challenges, because unless it's something really simple, because obviously the size of the challenge can be different, like should I eat, you know, broccoli tonight or celery? You know, that's not, you know, might be a challenge to decide. But our larger challenges, I think, ultimately become an invitation on some level to step in. Because it's, you know, challenge is not just naturally what we are going to be magnetically attracted to often. Like sometimes we are, but a lot of times not. It's sort of like we want human beings, we like to go easy street on some level. It's kind of nature to go with the flow, and that's lovely. Mm-hmm. It's challenge where often there can be real opportunities, but not all challenges are pretty and wrapped up in nice little package when we, you know,
right.
Some challenges are kind of harsh and difficult. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's like if it's an external challenge and it's a really difficult or complex one, it's to be able to, you know, decide, do I want to take on this challenge? But if it's yes, if the answer is yes, it's because it's like it serves a purpose in our life in terms of either personal growth or or helping in serving or something like that, then, you know, breaking it down and like identifying and breaking down the steps to do it can make it a little less daunting, because it can be really overwhelming. At least I can speak for myself. If a goal is really huge, especially if it's close to our heart, I know for myself, if something's close to my heart, a challenge, there's a part of me that almost, like, you have to take the risk of taking the challenge on. And so it's kind of almost easy to say, oh, well, later or tomorrow, or because what happens if I don't, what happens if I do all these steps and I don't fully do the challenge the way that I think it should be done? You know, like there's that risk of not failure, but kind of that risk of our idea of how it has to go, kind of, because the path is not always the way we think it's going to be. So I just, The thing is I think it's a excellent. It's often excellent, an excellent growth experience, and especially if it aligns with mm-hmm. What we want our purpose to be, because we get to shape what we want our purpose to be in the world. Mm-hmm. So exactly. I love the word challenge, because I think often it's framed in a negative way, like it's an obstacle getting in our way to what we want or what we want to show in the world. But it's also that place where we start to, you know, putting my hands together here, but it's kind of like it is like building a muscle of some sort. Like it's building a muscle in us. And the more we go to that gym and use that muscle, mm-hmm. the more we gain confidence. The more we gain confidence, the more we get momentum. The more we get momentum. And so the challenge can become a smaller mountain. Mm-hmm. But initially, that mountain is often not small. Mm-hmm. And you look at the top of the mountain and go, you know what? Maybe not, because it's scary. Mm. So I don't know. And I love some of the qualities that can come out of it, like grit. Mm-hmm. We don't talk about grit, where we, you know, sticking in and staying in. Mm-hmm. It's just very easy for us to go, okay, yeah, this is important to me, but tomorrow. Or I want to do this first. I want to look on my phone or whatever. So I just have a lot of respect for challenge. And I also have a lot of respect for, like, that frustration builds up when we're in the middle of it.
Yes.
And it's hard to see beyond the frustration part. The final thing I would say is, if you've got a big challenge, if I've got a big challenge, and I have to remind myself, too, so I'm not giving advice, I'm actually sharing something that I need to hear, is if it's a really big challenge, consider, am I going to do this by myself, or will I invite people to share in my successes and share in when it's like, ugh, I feel like I want to throw in the towel, but just saying, yeah, you can do it, you know, or that type of thing, or sometimes helping in some way. And then,
excellent. That's so, I like what you said about growth.
Yeah.
It reminded me of... because when I was thinking about this and coming up with it, I was going through one of my memories of one of the probably one of the most important challenges that I had when I was going through my first years in school, and it had to do with multiplication,
right?
In math, and I got stuck on this one test. And it was a time test, and it was so difficult for me. I think I got stuck on it for almost 2 months.
It takes, you know, when we have an experience within it that's hard.
It was so tough. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And then what I decided, like, finally I got so frustrated right near the end, and I was just convincing myself and talking my way through it, and I was thinking, like, man, what am I doing wrong? Why am I failing? Why can't I do it? And then I came to a realization, well, I'm going to do what I haven't done before, and I'm just going to shut down all my other thoughts.
All the voices in your head.
And I'm just going to focus right. on that one
right.
issue.
Yeah.
One at a time, I'm just going to go through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I decided, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to shut down everything and just focus on this one problem. Once I do it, I'm going to go to the next one.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to not even think about the last problem.
Yeah.
I'm not going to think about the front problem or the after
just
problem.
Just focus in.
It's just going to be systematically each one.
Yeah.
And it worked. It started working. And I started motoring right through it. And as I was speeding right through it in mind-blowing time, I suddenly noticed my glasses were moving. And I was like, what the hell is going on? As my glasses were moving, I was trying to figure out what's going on. And then I realized it was my ears.
Your ears?
My ears. I was like Dumbo.
So, okay.
You know, like,
I'm listening to you.
Yeah, my ears were flapping. And man, I just started laughing. I just started cracking up. I couldn't stop laughing for about, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Because I just could imagine my ears flapping like Dumbo, and I just started.
And laughter can sometimes break up the tension so that you can, you know.
After that, I was just like, man, what I was doing was working.
Right.
And everything happened after I calmed down, quit laughing, everything.
Yeah.
I went back at it, and I just finished it just like one go. It was just like, boom.
It's almost like that sweet spot between the focus and the you had a very focused thing.
It was
thing,
so and then intense.
That unexpected break through the laughter.
It was so.
And then come back and focus, right?
It was so intense. Like, and it's kind of how I go through everything in life now. After that, I would focus on mm-hmm. each problem or each little challenge, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
And it set me up for, you know, going through life in being able to, like, shut down all my other thoughts.
All the noise.
And focus on this one little point.
That's an excellent point. Is it okay if I jump in to this? So it's really good timing, too, because I'm thinking this is mid-August. Some students, if any of you are coming to SFU for your first time or not even your first time, this whole anxiety around formalized education is really common.
Yes.
And there's a lot of, very smart people out there who really have a lot of anxiety around that type of environment. And it itself becomes the challenge along with whatever is being taught and the learning that's going on. A very quick story is I know a fellow who he all his life, he didn't realize even, it's such an unconscious thought, all his life he kind of thought of himself as not smart.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say the other word that he had, a belief about himself. He had that belief. It's going to circle back to what you're talking about, but there's an additional piece. So after going through some life struggles and stuff and going in a path that probably wouldn't have been a great path, wasn't a good path. He had an epiphany, started to go on another path and was invited to become a counselor, helping with drug and alcohol stuff. Mm-hmm. And the first thing they said, oh, sorry, you want to go to a break, don't you?
Yeah,
he's pointing at me.
Yeah, let's listen.
It's an important story, you guys.
And we'll get right to it.
It's a cliffhanger.
Because this song will set it up.
Oh, okay.
This song will set it up.
Okay.
We're going to listen to some...
after the music.
Yeah, we're going to listen to some Blood Ceremony, and their song is called The Rare Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is pretty fascinating. I really enjoyed it. All right, so we'll be right back and we'll get to your story. Okay, enjoy everybody. We'll be right back. Very soothing song.
Mm-hmm.
I really loved the flutes in that. Because you rarely hear flutes in any music.
Right.
Never mind doom metal.
And it's a pretty special instrument.
Yeah, it is. It's the breath of life.
It does have that kind of ethereal, angelic kind of floaty air, right?
That's true. So, I want to hear about your story.
Yes. Just with challenge, and again, this is especially for any students that are coming up to SFU in September. It's only a couple of weeks away. Is that sometimes getting into a classroom, there's the learning challenges that happen. It's a challenge. It's work to learn and absorb and then be tested on it and everything. And I was just sharing the story of one person who had gone through his life, his child life, but also part of his adult life, thinking, basically, and I hate to use the word dumb, but that's how he said. It's like, I just thought I was dumb. Mm-hmm. And because he did struggle with learning in a formalized environment like that. And he then got an opportunity to work in a drug and alcohol situation, helping people. But he had to take some courses. And so it was like, oh, I want to help people, but I don't know if I can, I don't have any track record to show that I can do this. Mm. And he went into the class. And the very first thing that they taught in this coursework was people got to learn about their own learning styles.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so fundamental. And yet, I don't think most people sort of get to know themselves that well when they go into learning. And if they understand sort of the best way for them to learn and absorb and stuff, all of a sudden, all the other effort and struggle and unnecessary challenge is kind of... And he said it just opened the doors and went through the rest of the course. And once he knew, he had a roadmap for himself. And I just went, wow, like that is so powerful.
Mm.
Because he still had the challenge of learning.
Yes.
And like everybody out there, you're going to have your challenge in learning the course subject, especially if it's one that you're not as familiar with and it's totally new territory.
Mm.
But I found that so powerful. It's like, wow, it would be good for all of us to have an opportunity to understand ourselves more intimately about are how we learn best and how to work with even how other people present information so that we can process and absorb it in the best way as much as we can. Because otherwise, we're creating an already challenge. We can minimize some of the challenge by knowing that because we're making it easier in the right sort of way. Mm-hmm. So I just the final thing that I want to say because I realize I've taken up a lot of airtime today is thank you. When you were talking how you persevered, that's my word. You really persevered in the example you were talking about, Koange, and I love that because in the middle of the struggle, it's like other things in life. You can feel like that is so pervasive that it's hard to see light about I am actually going to achieve something if I keep buckling down. But you buckled down and you persevered, and in your example, it finally worked, but you had to really buckle down and commit. And commitment's hard for humans because it's like, I want certainty. I want to know for sure I'm going to meet this challenge. I don't want to invest if I don't. No, I'm not going to be able to. But the other part of it, I would say, is, and this is consciously deciding you want the challenge, because it's okay to sometimes throw certain challenges away and say, no, I'm not going to do that challenge. Mm-hmm. It's okay. But the other part I'd say is in struggle, I'm using the word for challenge, right? You know, you're in the middle of it. That butterfly comes to mind, that moth that you were talking about, where you, in other shows, where the moth has to go through a lot of struggle before they finally...
Well, when they're trying to come out of their cocoon, they need that struggle in order for their wings to grow.
It helps build their muscles and chops for being able to be